When Spokane resident Evelyn Woods was a young girl in World War II Germany, she hid in an attic with her Jewish parents. In today's StoryCorps Northwest, Evelyn's stepdaughter, Robin, asks her how that confinement compares to today's COVID-19 restrictions. Evelyn, who's 82 years old, talks about that and Black Lives Matter in StoryCorps Northwest, recorded virtually.
What? The whole COVID thing and everybody having to isolate at home. I wanted to ask you because we are so stressed out about having to live at home. And sometimes I think about what it was like for you to be hiding in an attic.
Oh, get a Kleenex, Robin.
I will. I had to work from home one day. We're really not even that much affected, but it made me think about, geez, at least I'm not in an attic. And I just wanted you to talk about it, what it was like to be hiding in Berlin in Germany as a Jewish person.
Well, it was all from the beginning. I was just born into all that. It was already underway when we finally were going to be deported. We had neighbors. My mother was teaching English to privately so they could immigrate to England, which never happened, to follow their son. They had made a decision to take us with them into their built-up attic because they had owned that building. The attic was like a small one-bedroom apartment, but it was dark in there, and we couldn't flush toilets, and we couldn't make noise, and we didn't have toys, and we didn't have anything to do all day.
When growing up, I always thought you had a funny sneeze.
You couldn't sneeze out. You know what I mean? You sneezed in because you might be heard. I did that for years and years. And then one day, much later, in the last maybe 15, 20 years, it just kind of fell out one day. And it's like being freed.
I went to the store and you can't get toilet paper or you can't get chicken. The food shortages. Does it bring any of this back for you?
No, I think it's a piece of cake. I just think this is how the world is. And this is nothing. This is nothing. We were on food rations to that degree, like 1,400 calories, 1,200 calories for Jews, whereas for Germans it was 2,000 calories. You know, so it was all supposed to get people ready by demeaning them and spiritually making them cower and feel like less. I'm probably much more worried about what's going on with people of color. You know, what does this mean to them? And what if somebody gets into some other crazy hate mode? People always do. They don't learn anything. I had always thought in my life that the hardest thing to be on this earth would be to be a Black person. To be a Black person would be the hardest because you can't hide, you can't lie your way out of it. There's nothing you can do to appear different or to not be a Black person, because I was able to be hidden because I had blonde hair and I had blue eyes and I was white.
Well, there's a lot of education about color going on right now with the Black Lives Matter movement, and having been a persecuted person, how is that hitting home with you?
Well, I was always grateful for blue eyes and blonde hair, and then I colored my hair for decades for that reason, because I could pass. It was maybe the way some Black people opted to pass if they could as white. You could fully understand why they would do that. I mean, the benefits seemed enormous in comparison to the indignities that would be heaped on you.
Evelyn and Robin Woods on StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Innovia Foundation. You can listen to this story and others at nwpb.org.